A U.S. scientist suspected in the 2001 anthrax attacks died in an apparent suicide. The Los Angeles Times reported this morning that government scientist Bruce Ivins took an overdose of pain medication hours before he was to be indicted for the crime. In 2001, five people died when anthrax was sent to media organizations and politicians. At the time, Ivins, a microbiologist, helped the FBI investigate the anthrax-tainted envelopes. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been following the story, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Hi, Deb.
Has the Justice Department so far confirmed that it was about to file charges against Ivins?
They haven't said anything officially, but an official who was not authorized to speak publicly about the case said we could expect a formal announcement a little bit later today. In fact, publicly, Ivins' name had not been mentioned as a suspect at all. Apparently, prosecutors, however, were on the brink of bringing charges against him. He knew that, had been suffering under strain from this. He was under pressure. He was publicly escorted from his offices at the Biodefense Research Laboratories in Fort Detrick, Maryland, and barred from sensitive areas. So it was clear to him that this was about to happen.
Ari, the FBI and the Justice Department has been investigating this for years. When did they learn about Ivins' involvement, and what did they find out about him?
Well, according to the LA Times, which broke this story, the FBI first became convinced that Ivins was responsible for the attacks in 2006. That's when the case got new leadership. Two FBI agents named Vincent Lisi and Edward Montooth took charge of the investigation. And they told agents to go back and revisit any leads, any potential suspects that might not have been scrutinized quite enough in the early days of the investigation. In addition, there was recently a breakthrough in a scientific way of analyzing the genetic properties of the DNA that was used in the attacks. So those two things apparently led them back to Bruce Ivins, who they had first looked at for neglecting to report a contamination at his lab in 2001 and 2002. He told investigators that he swabbed and bleached more than 20 areas in the lab that he suspected were contaminated by a sloppy lab technician. But he didn't report that contamination. Then the next step, apparently scientists say, is very essential, which is re-swabbing the contaminated areas to make sure there's no anthrax spores remaining. He said he wasn't sure whether he had done that, and apparently that was a major red flag.
And they took years looking at another scientist, so it was simply new leadership that brought them back to Ivins?
Yeah, Stephen Hatfill was the other scientist who was totally innocent and who was named publicly in connection with this investigation, eventually leading the FBI to pay Hatfill more than $5 million in a settlement payment. Apparently, that payout, the public exoneration, was really key to investigators being able to definitively clear the way to prosecute Ivins.
Does this put the case to rest?
You know, it sort of brings to a close this arc where right after 9/11, everybody suspected this was Al-Qaeda. People were afraid of a terrorist attack. These envelopes were showing up on Capitol Hill and newsrooms in New York and Florida. But then the case kind of disappeared. Every time FBI Director Robert Mueller would come to the Hill, he would be questioned about it. He was not able to report any specific advances. This really does apparently bring some closure to it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Ari Shapiro.